Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. And please do like, subscribe, and comment below if you don't mind. If you have a chance, I love you so much. Thank you so much. But if you're my regular subscribers, I love you so much. And if you're new, welcome to the genie land. Okay, so what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about the topic, taking accountability, hard-headed from past heartbreaks. Ooh, this is an interesting topic, isn't it? Oh, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Huh? Okay, so some of you might be able to relate to this. Some of you might not be able to relate to this. Some of you just might find my channel interesting because my life has been interesting, which it has. I think it has. But the point is it's relatable to a lot of people. So taking accountability, what does this mean? Basically, it means that you could have been betrayed by an ex and you're too stubborn to apologize to anybody. You could have been hurt really bad from parents, come from a dysfunctional family, raised a certain way, and you have learned some behaviors such as being incredibly stubborn, being incredibly prideful, and you don't even realize that you're doing it because you've learned this way or you've developed this due to past heartbreaks. You know, this happens to a lot of people. And you know what's funny is we are all selfish. Everybody's a little bit selfish because everyone thinks it's all about them. Everybody thinks that they're the only ones that go through crap. And even though I joke and say I've been through all the crap and you can't beat me, so there. You know, but seriously, it is half joke, half serious. You know, I have friends of mine that have not gone through the same amount of stress and mental exhaustion that I have. They look at my life and they look at me with massive admiration because I've gone through so much stuff to get to where I am today. So they admire me a lot. But there are people that have gone through a lot of crap that could be worse than what I've gone through or similar or whatever, depending on your definition of what that is, right? And, you know, sometimes life's hard. Sometimes it is. But back to the point is sometimes you are negatively prideful. Please check out my video on Pride with Thomas about that. And we talk a lot about there's dual meanings. There's good pride and there's negative pride. If you're so negatively prideful to not acknowledge your weaknesses, not own up to it, not be man enough or woman enough to own up to it, you have a problem. And I say that with love, compassion, and, you know, kindness and tough love. Sometimes people need the tough love because we are adults. And the definition of being a real adult is owning up and taking responsibility of your stuff. That's what's called a real adult. So let's reflect together, shall we? Okay, so maybe let's say you fell in love hard with an ex. Okay, and you didn't get the respect that you deserve because maybe they cheated on you. You know, they lied to you without talking to you about it or something. You know, whatever reason is the reason. You know, it happens a lot, okay? So you're resentful, right? You're very resentful. And you punish all women. And you punish all men. And you punish even your friends. You may not even realize you'd be punishing your friends. But you punish your friends because of the crap that you've been through in your life, right? Because you've been through the crap. And what's that quote? Misery loves company. Unfortunately, this is a sad reality in our society that we have, unfortunately. Okay. And so then what does this mean? We punish all men and all women because of a bad ex or whatever reason. This is the reason that you got cheated. And then this leads to what? Revenge sex. So it sounds okay in theory, right? Sounds okay in theory. But then you lead into the science factors where you could catch an STD, you could catch some sexual disease. You don't know where they've been. That's also called settling. Revenge sex is also a settling, actually. Because you're willing to have sex with anybody that's hot, which is settling, unfortunately. I'm not judging. But it does happen, unfortunately. I think that's very sad. And a lot of it has to do with the lack of proper guidance in dating. A lot of people are not realistic. They give a lot of fantasy advice, a lot of advice that's not really realistic because they haven't learned their own lessons or they haven't really had enough dating experience or whatever. And the genie's going to be real with you. The genie will be real with you. Okay? You can count on the genie. Okay? Because I've been there. I've been through a lot. And I'm tired. But anyway, so, and then what else? You punish yourself because essentially you've closed off your heart from a good person that could treat you good. You punish good friendships because of those terrible bad experiences and things that you've learned. Okay? Does this sound familiar to anybody? It does. It does, right? So I'm saying with love and compassion that you need to forgive the person that hurt you. And you need to forgive yourself for being mad at yourself for believing that you can trust that person that hurt you. Or you know, I've been through that, you know, where you get mad at yourself. Why did I get into that relationship? Why did I make that decision? Because remember, you choose to get into relationships. So then we get mad at ourselves, right? Dude, I can relate to it. Believe me. I get it, you know. But you know what? My mentor works in the mental health industry. And she's always telling me, you know, in Anna Marie, you learn a lesson and it makes you a better person in the long term, right? Which it did. And she's right. And I'm always like, damn it, you're right, right? So revenge sex is not the solution, really. Revenge rebound relationships is not really the solution because that just leads to more loneliness. Being stubborn doesn't really solve anything. So what does this all lead to? Anybody? Nowhere. Nothing. Yeah. So, and I know it's really hard to hear, and I'm so sorry, and I don't mean to seem blunt or too harsh sometimes, but I'm just going to be real with you. Is the reality is, never assume that a relationship is going to last. You know, people change. Just because you're, you know, you fell hard for the first boyfriend or girlfriend, high school sweetheart, college sweetheart, doesn't mean it's going to last. And that's hard, and I'm going to tell you why. Because people change. People grow apart. And when you live together, things change. This is just the reality of life, you know. You know, that's why I recommend short-term leases, because you just never know. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay that people change. That's okay that people grow apart. It happens. Sometimes life is messy. And I think, like I said, with coping skills, we have really bad coping skills in our society where we just can't deal with anything that's hurtful. But the reality is sometimes people hurt you. And obviously it depends on the extremity and we have to go through healing periods. But you know what? It makes us a better person, right? Because if I can get better, you can get better. Because I've been through a lot of crap, okay? And believe me, I'm a better person because I've been through a lot of stuff, okay? So, and believe me, I get it. And just because, and who's right for you in your 20s may not be right for you in your 30s and 40s or whatever. And that's hard. But you know what? The genie believes in second chances. And the genie believes that you can find true love, you know, no matter if you're in your late 20s or in your 30s or 40s and your 60s. I believe that everyone deserves a chance. Sometimes people just didn't get the proper guidance at a young age, or they assumed that something was going to work out. And it's tough. I get it. Trust me. I really get it. But remember, everybody, when you give out selfishness, what do you get in return? You get selfishness. When you give out rude behavior, what do you get in return? Do you get real love in return? Nope. You're going to get rude behavior back, or you get the fake nice. So even if you're a good-looking guy or good-looking woman and you behave badly, you're treated someone like crap and didn't give them the respect they deserve, you get the fake nice. You get someone that's not real. That's not sincere. You get the fake, okay? Because if a guy friend is being a jerk to me, I will be real with them and tell them that they're being a jerk to me. And actually, my good guy friends respect me for it because I'm real with them, okay? That's called a much more sincere relationship when someone can call you out on it and let you know that you're being a jerk and an a-hole, okay? Someone that doesn't call you on those things, they're not being sincere with you, okay? Really? Okay. And some people, and then even if you are getting loved and you haven't really been fully respectful to some people, that's, again, that's called fake love. That's not called real love. Okay. So some of you might be looking at me like, Anna Marie, I was really hurt though. I was really, really hurt. So I'm super resentful. Okay. So I'm going to try a different approach. Okay. And I say this with love, compassion, kindness, and tough love, because the genie is looking out for your best interest. Okay. So let's do the sarcastic version, okay? You are inspirational because you cannot apologize. You are an amazing person because you cannot apologize. People will remember you until they die because you cannot apologize. You look like a superhero because you cannot apologize. You look like a superwoman or a superman because you were so prideful that you cannot apologize and own up to your own crap. You see the pattern here? Is that what we really want for our lives? Okay? To make it seem like we're doing the right thing when we're really not. To make it seem like we're a good person when we're really not. Okay? Because the genie's going to be real with you. Okay? So, no. Again, you are inspirational if you don't apologize. Yes. You are going to be really remembered. People will remember you. You will be a legend for not apologizing and treating someone like crap. Yeah. The genie's going to be real with you and tell you, no, that's not going to happen. Okay. This will not lead to true love. This will not lead to sustainable relationships. Whether it's friendship, whether it's work, whether it's true love, because your home life travels to your work life. Your mental health at home will travel to your work life, to everywhere, okay? Because the genie is going to be real with you, okay? This is the reality, okay? So if you're going through these things right now, if you're not and you're just watching me and you're like, Anna Marie, I agree with you, well then great. If you're watching me and you're going through this right now, you need to be a man or be a woman and be a real adult, and I encourage you to, you know, overcome these issues. Look, we've all gone through it. I've gone through it. Believe me, I get it. Okay. But what are we solving by treating people like crap? What are we solving by punishing good people? You don't even get good friendships. You don't even get people that are really there for you. You don't even get loyal friends. And I think one of the reasons why I have such loyal friends that admire me and highly respect me is because I've gone through so much crap. And I'm willing to listen to them when I'm in the wrong, okay? So I encourage you to take the genie's advice. And I encourage you to let things go. Sometimes you just gotta let things go, okay? And if you can't let things go, then maybe you need to get some therapy and figure that out. And I say that with love, compassion, and kindness, okay? And let me tell you guys, I respected my ex so much that we went to get some guidance before we officially ended things because I cared about him so much. So I guess we're not all bad. Yeah, a pretty girl with morals. Who knew? So that's the lesson, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insights and you learned some things about me life and me thoughts and me philosophy and hope my tough love and my honesty and sincerity and compassionate truth speaks volumes to you and brings you some inspiration to bring you forth some change, because I think that we all can get better, right? Why stay stuck when we can get better? The genie's been through it all, a lot. The genie's been through a lot. I've had a really, really, really tough week, very exhausting. I am exhausted. Been through, you know, I got a lot of stories to tell. Whew. Okay. All right, guys, so there'll be lots more to come. Okie dokie. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, you lovely people. Thank you so much, my lovely subscribers. I love you so, so much. You're amazing. And I encourage more subscribers to join in on my journey, dang it. Okie dokie. And I will talk to you soon. Sayonara, peace out. Okay, bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.